Hello, friends. This is Phonograph DJ Mac bringing you Centennial Songs. Arthur Collins and Byron Harlan were the most recorded duet of the first 20 years of the 20th century. Ooh, that's a mouthful. Singers and comedians, both Collins and Harlan, were involved in making records and having successful solo careers, starting with Thomas Edison making Cylinder Records in the late 1890s, which is where they first sang together in a quartet, and they came together, started recording duets around 1902. They had great chemistry of harmonizing and comic repartee, which jumped right out of the record grooves. As was the standard of the times, they employed many personifications in their vocal character repertoire. They could perform heartfelt ballads, as well as hot ragtime numbers. They were also known for their dialect songs, which included coon songs, singing in its stereotypical black dialect, but they also sang an Italian dialect, an Irish dialect, and Jewish, and German, and other ethnic groups. They did not discriminate. And their first records from 1902, they played as dim-witted country rubes with typical exchange for their records of comic patter between singing as well as their signature laughs. These are the days of no record contracts, and freelance artists like Collins and Harlan would find a song that worked for them and record it on a cylinder for Edison one day, for Victor and Columbia the next, and anyone else they could find who would pay them. They had so many big songs, and among the biggest was their 1911 recording of Irving Berlin's Alexander's Ragtime Band, which remained in the Victor catalog until 1920. But by 1918, their sound is now dated and of a past generation. Try as they might to get on board with the new trends of Hawaiian music or jazz, it just was not happening. The major labels dropped them, and while they did go on to perform and record into the 20s, it would be as a nostalgia act for the old folks at home. So here's one of their last attempts at being relevant, with an early version of the jazz standard Darktown Strutter's Ball, a 1918 release on Columbia Records, this week's Centennial Song.
I've got some good news, honey, an invitation to the Darktown Ball. It's a very swell affair. All the highbrows will be there. I'll wear my high silk hat and a frock-tailed coat.
I'll wear my parasol and my new silk shawl.
There ain't no doubt about it, babe. We'll be the best dressed in the hall. I'll be down to get you in a taxi, honey.
I better be ready about 8:30.
Now, dearie, don't be late. We want to be there when the band starts playing. Remember, when we get there, honey, the two steps, we're going to have them all. Going to dance out both of my shoes.
Oh, boy, when we play them Jerry Roll Blues.
Tomorrow night at the Darktown Strutter's Ball. Our high-tone neighbors, an exhibition of the baby dolls, and each one will do their best. Get to outclass all the rest, and there'll be dancers from every foreign land.
Exactly, buck and wing and the wooden claw.
We'll win that $50 prize when we step out and walk the dog. I'll be down to get you in a taxi, honey.
I'd better be ready about 8:30.
Now, dearie, don't be late. We wanna be there when the band starts playing. Remember, when we get there, honey, the dudes that we're gonna have them all gonna dance out both my shoes.
Oh, boy, when you play them Jelly Roll Blues.
Tomorrow night at the Dark Town Brothers Ball. I'll be down to get to hear a taxi cab, honey.
I better be ready about 8:30.
Now, dearie, don't be late. We want to be there when the band starts playing. Remember, when we get there, honey,
the two steps we're gonna have them all.
Gonna dance out both of our shoes.
Oh, boy, when you play them Jelly Roll Blues.
Tomorrow night at the Dark Town Brothers Ball.